It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up again with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. Good to be talking with you again.
This week we're going to be hearing all about the audio-described performance of the RSC's musical production For All the Family, The Magician's Elephant. And Vidar, was it a performance for you that you may never forget? Sorry, I had to ask that one.
So basically, Toby, first of all, it was a performance in a way that I won't forget, but for a variety of reasons. First off, it was the first performance that the RSC, the Royal Shakespeare Company, had done in Stratford since the start of the pandemic in the main theatre. I think they have done one or two others, such as the Comedy of Errors during the summer. But in terms of the main auditorium, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first production they'd done there. And as you said in your intro, it is For All the Family. It was their family show across the festive season. And I believe that they had prepared it for Christmas 2020, or that when it was earmarked originally to be staged. But happily, it went ahead. And I obviously didn't know it at all. I hadn't read Kate DiCamillo's book on which the production was based. Nancy Harris and Mark Titler have adapted it as a musical. Sarah Tapper, the director. And I think not only did I enjoy the show, because it was something new, something different, something engaging, but the fact that there we were able to sit back in the auditorium at the RSC. People have perhaps heard me say this before when we talked last time about being back at the Rep in Birmingham, another theatre that I go to regularly. It was just very moving, poignant to be back there, and hopefully, increasingly, you know, more people will be able to enjoy assisted performances back at the theatre, and they'll have the confidence to go back and A, get some pleasure from the plays, the productions, the musicals, but also support the arts generally.
What is the story of The Magician's Elephant for those who may not have heard of Kate's novel before?
Now, this is where I always have to tread a bit of a tightrope, Toby, because I'll give a little bit of a storyline, but try not to give too much away in case I spoil it for those people. So I'm embarking on my tightrope walk now, and we go to Baltese, which is a place in some Eastern European country, as I understand it, fictitious place, really. And Baltese is a rather drab city. Not a lot happens there. The main character, Peter, leads a rather lonely and harsh life, actually. And then suddenly, as you do, a magician conjures an elephant out of the sky. And the elephant's appearance unleashes a whole chain of events that changes life in Baltese forever. Impossible events, extraordinary events start to happen. And Peter's life completely changes and overturns everything that he thought he knew. And he realizes that happiness can come from a whole series of unexpected places. So that basically is the backdrop for the play. And for 2¾ hours, including the 20-minute interval, I would suggest it's a really engaging production and something that's well worth seeing.
What was the audio description like, and how was the description of the elephant? Because I think the elephant is in the sort of same style as Warhorse, with the puppeteers inside the elephant making it move and breathe.
You're absolutely right, Toby. Yes, there are three puppeteers who do, in fact, operate the what we are told in the programme is a young African elephant. And yes, they operate it very much in the way that people in the Warhorse production, as you rightly observed, do. And that seemed to work very well. And we had it somewhat described to us during, now I will say the touch tour, it wasn't a conventional touch tour because we weren't able for COVID safety reasons to go on stage and explore the set and costumes in the traditional way. But nonetheless, the theatre had kindly arranged for visually impaired patrons and their companions to go into the auditorium, take their seats, and various props, costumes were handed around, and people could, I suppose, literally get a feel for some of those and get an idea of what they were like. And during that, somebody also, probably, in fact, looking back, it was the describers as well as one or two of the theatre staff, stage management and volunteers, who talked about how the elephant was operated and things. So we did have a bit of background on that. And again, it's worth just mentioning for anyone who hasn't ever been to, or even if they have, they may not be aware of this, an audio-described performance. There are introductory notes, so if you can't get to a touch tour, or if at the moment, as is the case in many venues, there aren't touch tours available, you can nonetheless get some background information about the production, the names of the cast, a little bit about the storyline, some descriptions of characters, etc., courtesy of the pre-show notes, which are not only delivered normally 15 minutes before curtain up, but are available very often on the theatre's website. So that is a really, really useful tool in terms of getting prepared and sort of whetting your appetite for what will hopefully be a good show. So we were told about how the elephant would be operated, and that seemed to be a very effective way of, you know, well, you could argue involving the central character. After all, the play is called The Magician's Elephant. So the elephant is crucial.
And of course, The Magician's Elephant is a musical, and there's obviously songs in the production, which I think are slightly comedic in some of them.
There can be. And actually, I always think, because obviously there are some musicals that are very well known, that are remastered, that there are new productions of. This was the first time I'd certainly seen this, and I think the first time it had been produced. And a good sign of a musical for me is whether you come out humming or able to memorize or remember any of the melodies and tunes. And there are a couple that I did come out sort of humming and things. So, yeah, that was very good. There's a bit of a theme of arguably rather dark, rather drab colors, blacks, grays, blues, khakis, browns, in terms of what the different characters wear and things. And there's a sort of misty, monochrome feel to the backdrop, to the setting, to the stage, which I think adds to the mystique, if you like, and the effectiveness of the unfolding drama. And the music, obviously, is the vehicle whereby, you know, the story unfolds. And I think throughout, there's not much in terms of spoken word. It is very much musically dependent and song dependent. So people can follow that, and combined with Carolyn Smith and Julia Grundy's audio description, hopefully get a real idea for what's happening on stage, going away at the end of the afternoon or evening, whenever it is, with a really sort of clear image of what the story was about.
Well, The Magician's Elephant sounds like a fantastic production for all the family, and I don't think there is any news at the moment about any possible tour, but hopefully the production might tour or come back to the RSC later this year. Vida, if it does, do you think this is a treat for all the family?
Well, certainly based on my experience, and I saw it shortly before Christmas, yes, I would say it would be. Not least, actually, if you're looking for something new. Christmas and the festive season is traditionally for many, and understandably so, a time for pantomimes, etc. And that hopefully will continue up and down the country. But it's also great at the same time to offer people choice and have different type of family shows on at that period too. So, yeah, if people get the chance to go and see it, I'm sure they'd enjoy it. I'm sure they'd get something from it. And yes, who knows if it is restaged later in the year, or if they do bring it back next Christmas, and I've no idea whether they will, perhaps there might even be a more conventional touch tour as well, which will even further enhance people's enjoyment.
Vidar, next week I think we will be reviewing The Snowman, which is at the Birmingham Rep, which is going to be interesting because I've only seen the film, so I've been very interested to hear what the audio described theatre performance is like.
Well, Toby, actually, being a self-confessed sentimentalist about anything to do with Christmas, The Snowman is one of my favourites. So the music by Howard Blake, Raymond Briggs' original book, it remains magical for me, and no doubt, I think, for many people too. And it's been done over the years at the Birmingham Rep as a live stage production. And yes, hopefully we can convey some of that magic and special theatre live performance when we next speak.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing the audio described review of The Magician's Elephant with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. Lovely to talk to you, and hopefully speak next time.